Now I don't prepare for Dwar Shiramar. If I can read this.
Alright.
What can you do?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry. Okay. What I left off last time, I just wanted to mention. We mentioned the cases where the different cases where Shehiya was the different cases. Where Shehiya was mutter. And I wanted to add something, which I didn't have time then, but from the beginning of Siman Reish Nun Daled. If you just glance with me at Siman Reish Nun Daled now, not to go through every detail, just to get one main point. At least according to Ashkenazi. I see we have a lot of Ashkenazi today. Says the Mechaber Meishan Dalav, Afli Shabbos Rechai Motel Asho, so Hani Mili Bikdeira. Abba Batslitza, Sheitz Leish, Asho Lani Chosamach Lechashecha, Shemar Lespash, Avasi Lechtuye. Okay, first, something I mentioned, Baal Peh, at least twice, that even though the Heter Kedeira Chaisa, that's only in a pot where it takes longer to cook. But roasting on an open, on an exposed flame, like barbecue, which cooks much quicker, is also even Gedeber Chaisa, because it'll cook very quick, and then you have the regular chash of Shehiya. V'hani milu basar shoro eis, v'al basar gediva ofshim, v'tach leivar, v'motu l'chashin l'chito shemichat, v'chol miskarech, ha'basar shein zorch l'chmius eish bovad. V'yem, okay, then a detail that is not really so relevant to us nowadays. There's a certain kind of meat that's very sensitive, and they're delicate, and therefore we don't worry that it'll stoke the coals, because then it'll get burnt. V'yem, ayhu betana v'tach pev betet. There's this, the Gemara has this heter called tach betit. You smear, you seal the oven with, cement or clay. Right, in those days, that's how they sealed. They didn't have good gaskets, they didn't have good equipment. So the way they sealed the oven, if they wanted to be sealed really tight, was they would smear some clay or some cement and let it dry there, and that would be the seal. And when they're ready to open the oven, there wouldn't be such a thick layer. Then they would never be able to open the oven, just a thin layer. But it would be a good seal, keep all the air out. They're ready to open the oven, they would just break it and take it out. You know, they make a thin enough layer that it would keep the air out, but it could be easily broken. Okay, so it says Mechabim, Matana v'tach pib v'tit, ben g'diva of shleimim, yibasim sharo eiz, motor d'lo chashin l'chitoy. Gar is this heter. Tach v'tit is a heter. Why? Says the Mechaber, whether it's a g'di or an oaf that's whole, or whether it's shor or an eiz, is motor. Because that's a case where we're not worried about Shem Yechata. Why not? Shem Balav Toach Atanav Lachtot Tikonis Haruach Yitzan and Atanav Yiskasha Basri Yafsit. Because if you are going to open the Tanner to stoke the coals, the wind is going to get in, the air is going to get in, and that's going to ruin the meat. It's going to get hard and ruined. Meaning there's a certain kind of derech they had that roasting meat in those days, which you had to seal the oven because if the wind came in, it would make the meat hard instead of soft and get ruined. Okay, I'm not sure that we have an equivalent nowadays. I don't know if anyone's an expert in barbecuing, if we have any equivalent things nowadays. But that's this, the Gemara is this heter of Tach Betit. Tach Betit. Sorry. Mutter l'shahos v'lo chayshinan shema yechate. Why? So here there are two pshatim. According to the Mechaber, it's talking about a certain kind of tzli, right? Only by tzli, because the air will ruin the meat. So therefore, you'll never open the oven and do chitoy, because the air will ruin the meat, obviously until it's finished cooking, then you're allowed to take it out, right? Okay, some kind of roasting they used to have, barbecue they used to have, the air will ruin the meat. Says the Ramah, v'inchalu v'zebeinu l'chai d'gam v'spashal tzatz, v'kolzman shcholo gov shalom, al-fishin al-roshu kol v'yesh machmirim.
Okay, I know I'm not going through all the details. The main reason I'm not going through all the details is because none of this has anything to do with contemporary applications and these very specific details, except for Tach B'Tit. According to the Mechaber, is Tach B'Tit very relevant to our modern-day Shehiyas? No, it's only talking about barbecuing things that will get ruined by air, which I don't think is at all. First of all, none of our Shehiyas are Shilas of barbecuing things, like leaving something roasting on an open flame. We all do Shehiyas in pots and pans. Right? I never have any Shiloh Shehiyah. Like I'm just leaving on a grill, you know, on an open flame, like I'm douching on my barbecue, or on the broiler function of my oven. I never heard such a thing. So, and even if you had heard such a thing, it could be that in our ovens, like, if you open the A, it wouldn't be relevant because we never have Shiloh Shehiyah on an open flame anyway. And even if we did, you don't have to open the oven to turn up the flame. The knobs are on the outside. And if you did open the oven, like when I barbecue, I never heard of the steak in the barbecue. My wife never said, don't open the barbecue, the air will come in and ruin it. Right? So again, it's not relevant to us. Not relevant to us. However, what is there? I'll say Yesh Machmirim. The Sovim, the Betan Ritoach Betit. Some people are Machmir, and he means they make a lot of Machmir. There's a different understanding of the Sovya. Then that in a Tanur that's Toach Betit, Hakol Shari. Everything is mutter. Hakol shari. What is everything is mutter? Read the Mishnah Berurah Yudal. It says, "Rishon Lomar Afilo Bikdeira." Even a kdeira. The Ramah, clearly this has nothing to do with broiling and the air ruining your meat. And the Ramah is talking to tit. Even kdeira is shari. Even if you have a closed pot, so it has nothing to do with air coming in. There's a heter of tuach b'tit. Why, according to the Ramah? We're not afraid you'll open the oven and stoke it. Since it's closed with sealed with clay, and it's not ready to be stoked. And he argues on the mechaber. Okay, so and then he says, why do I say yesh machmir? Here it's a kula because the next sentence is a chumra that we're not even going to get to. Says the Rama, this is a general heter. And what's the reason? Because we're not worried about Shemi Yechata. You can't do Shemi Yechata because it's blocked. Right? Like, how are you going to soak the coals if it's sealed? If you say, maybe you'll just break the seal and do Chitoy, the Achronim explained, really, the Shonim explained, no. You're not going to forget Shabbos that much that you'll break the whole seal and open the oven and then do chitoy. We're not afraid that you'll forget Shabbos so much that you'll break the oven and do chitoy. We're only afraid you break Shabbos for 1 second. We're not afraid you break Shabbos if it's a long process. Because you can't do chitoy without breaking the seal and you won't forget Shabbos for so long. According to this Ramah, then, again, there's a sugya of Tach B'Tit. It's a very complicated sugya. We're not going through it together. Those of us who are a little ahead, we have time, can look at this Yosef there and look through the Gemara. But there's two very different ideas about this heter of Tach B'Tit. It's clearly something that prevents chitoy. How? According to the Mechaber, prevents chitoy because it's a case where it's sealed and opening it will let air in and ruin your food, so no one would ever do chitoy, which has nothing to do with our reality. According to Ramah, it just means, no, it's not even something special for Shabbos. Tach B'Tit is something they might do during the weekdays too. It just means it's really hard to do chitoy. It's a multi-step process to do chitoy. It's a long process to do chitoy. And you're not going to forget Shabbos so much. So basically, whenever it's hard to do chitoy, and you have to like first open it up and then do chitoy. I mean, just open the door and like break a seal. Then there's no problem of shema yechata. According to this, this could be very relevant to. It is a relevant heter for us. Can anyone think of an example where this could be a relevant heter for us? Like anything? Think of an example. Someone wants to do shehiyah. Like, is there any like modern day parallel equivalent of this? Cholent. What about cholent? Let's say you want to do shi and you're cholent. Okay. So, and let's say your cholent is, let's say for sure you have a problem with it. It's a quarter cooked, right? So, yeah, grufa ketuma. But let's say it's too hard to grufa ketuma. So what are you supposed to do? How do you shear in your cholent? So what's Rafi suggesting? But what are you going to seal its vent? Meaning, we're not going to seal anything with clay, right? What can we do nowadays that's the equivalent? So what about covering the knobs, right? So here is a big machlokas, Rav Eider, that I put on the Makoros, says, well, it depends how you cover the knobs, right? But let's say you tape the knobs. Rav Eider says taping the knobs is not as good as sealing the cement. The Orach HaShabbos says it is. If I recall correctly, Rav Willick said of Shara, he said, well, it depends. If it's just a little symbolic piece of tape, so that's not like tachbeteh, it'll just turn in a second. But if it's like a big tape, your mamish can't turn it, so you're matriach yourself to take off the tape, then that's tachbeteh. So what's relevant example? So it could be, how about taping the knob? Meaning we're not just talking about a symbolic like cover. Like, a symbolic cover, you just reach under the cover. Here it's about, like, you mamash can't turn them. So taping the knobs is a machlokes, but the Orach HaShabbos and Mekel, and Rav Willick says, maybe the Orach HaShabbos would agree, that's if it's serious tape, that you mamash, you can't just, like, turn and break the tape. Like, one piece of masking tape, you turn and you ignore it. No, it's like serious tape that you have to take a minute to take off. So taping the knob, so this is the Orach HaShabbos. In Beis Yudalit, says his mutter against Rabbi Eider, who says it's aser, but it makes sense if you have a lot of tape. Or another example, which the Orach HaShabbos also quotes, which is just a good svara. He quotes for Shlomo Zalman's and Sofik about it, or Wozner's Mekel. Even better, how about removing the knobs? Right? And this is what I used to do when I was first married. I had a crock pot before I had money issues. When I was first married, no one was choshish for atmana in crockpots, or almost no one. So what about shahia? So we just take off the knob and put it someplace else. Okay, if you take off the knob, then in order to turn the knob, you first have to go find the knob, then you have to go put it back on, then you have to turn it. So that's a big job. You know, I didn't not just like put it away someplace, right? So that's a big job. So the removing the knob, if you're like a lot of knobs come off, right, so this is also, not everyone agrees. But, Rav Shlomo Zalman is besopic about it. Okay, but he quotes from Wozner's Mekel, and it seems to be a good svar to be Mekel. Or, he has another interesting idea in the Orach HaShabbos, but I think he came up with himself. How about a blech that doesn't just like cover the knobs a little, it blocks the knobs with gomri, so you can't get to the knobs. Unless you like take off your pot, and then remove your blech, and then you put your pot back on. Like, it doesn't just symbolically cover the knobs. It actually blocks the knobs. I don't know if they have blechs like this. Okay, like, you can't get to the knob until you remove the blech. Removing the blech is a big job, right? You can't just pull it out, because then all your soup and shul will crash on the floor, right? So you have to, like, carefully remove it. So that's also be an example of tachbetet. Now, none of this is the exact case of tachbetet, right? Meaning, if you smeared your knobs with clay and let it harden, but that's not what people do in the 21st or even 20th century. Or you cover, which blocks access to the knobs. This is also, I have a Shabbos in Perek Beis Halacha Chaf. Discusses this on his own, you know, without putting other posts, it makes sense. So all these are a little controversial, but my mind says it makes sense. What's the idea? The idea is, if in order to turn up the flame, you have to, like, break through something else first, then we're not afraid you're going to forget Shabbos so much. That's Tachmatid according to the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, this has nothing to do with the price of Tein Shekel. Right? According to the Mechaber, Tachmatid has to do with, you don't want the air to ruin your food. There's nothing to do with blocking the knobs. But, for Ashkenazim, according to the Mechaber, according to the Ramah, this would be a good heter. And lemaisa, let's say you're in a situation where you want to do shahiyah and it's not so convenient to put on a blech, or you don't have a blech, right? Let's say it's not convenient to put on a blech, or you don't have a blech. So what do you do? So an easy eitzah is, is tachbetet, if you just take off the knob and hide it someplace else, or cover the knob or take the knob in a way that it's really blocked, and it would really take an effort to reveal it and be able to turn it, then not just put a bunch of tape around the knob, you could turn it with the tape. You know, but actually, like, it would be a tircha to get to the knob and turn on the flame. That would be mutter, because the hector derma in reish nadalav of tach betit, and we can rely on that, and that's a good eitzah, says the Rosh Hashanah in the modern day poskim, for a case where it's not, you don't have a blech, or it's not convenient to, it's the special kind of kli where it's not convenient to insert a blech, then you could use this hector. And that's what I used to do, and now I don't use crockpots anymore for a long time. But when I first got married, we used a crockpot, and we were worried about Shehiyah. First of all, it's always mushikal, it's always not for Yafalo, right? According to the Mechaber, even according to the Ramah, what if it wasn't always half-cooked, Machal Ben Drusai? So what we did was, we just confiscated the knob for Shabbos.
In terms of doing Shehiyah,
That's perfectly fine for Shehiyah. That's Tachbatit. Yeah. I mean, it's a Chiddush. It's not found in the poskim from 100 years ago before there was such a thing as knobs. Right? But it's logical and it makes sense. At least for Ashkenaz. Sephardim don't have this conception at all. Maybe they held that they never built this condition into the Gzeira. When they made the Gzeira, they never dealt with this possibility of Ashkenazim. I'm saying, no, when they built the Gzeira, they built into the Gzeira that in case where you block access to the fire, there's a heter, because you're not going to end up forgetting for so long, and therefore that's totally l'chatchilad. What if you want to leave your stuff on, I mean, halach l'maisa, you want to leave your stuff on the stove and whatever, and you don't have a blech. What do you do? So, you can do tach betit if you somehow block the knobs well or remove the knobs. Then, and most of these things you can't turn without the knobs. Like, I mean, with pliers you could, but not like with your hands. So, and even with pliers, it would be very hard in the stomach, and you have to go find your pliers. That's a good hetzer l'chachila. Yes?
I've noticed people put tinfoil on the knobs of a crock pot. That is not doing anything. Are they trying to accomplish this?
It's a good question. Putting tinfoil on the knobs of a crock pot, you could say two different svaras. One svar might be the whole like of Aaron Cutler. That's considered garf v'kazim, right? According to Aaron Cutler, if you cover the knob, that's garf v'kazim. So that's a hetzer. Although most of us don't agree with Aaron Cutler on that. So maybe that's one svara, or maybe the svara is that if they put the tinfoil, if they put the tinfoil on the knob, that's me didn't talk the tit. Maybe that's their svara. If that's their svara, then it's not so pashut. Because, where did I say this was? Perk Bays. Hold on, did I put that down wrong? Sorry. I mistyped the sif numbers for this. Here is makel if you tape the knobs. What about just a little? This sorry, to you has your tefillah. He like has a nice summary of this. So you're there three sif in a row. What about just stop covering the knobs? I don't know. Tzarchian, maybe somehow they think that even a little cover of wound oil is called tach betit. That's a big chiddush. So I don't know. Either way, it's not so poshut. Just putting soap foil to cover the knob of the crock pot. Either you hold like a round cutlet that's katam, or you're really extending tach betit. But Tzarchian.
Are we going to talk about other ways of dealing with the crock pot?
Forgetting about hatzmana for now, right? Just dealing with the issue, which we'll touch on a little. Dealing with the issue of shehiyah. How do you avoid shehiyah in your crock pot? So one option is kzeira chaisa. Crockpots, mamish, take a long time to cook. Right? Another option is to rely on the Ramah and just have it half cooked before Shabbos starts.
So So you have to be careful, though. You can't put. You have to put, either put it up right before Shabbat.
Or the third option is. Okay, the third option is to do this, to remove the knob. It's a very clever option that's very convenient for a crock pot. Meaning, blechs are less convenient for a crock pot. The fourth option, this is the whole question, could you do garf a kufin for a crock pot? How would you do garf a kufin for a crock pot? Let's say you put like aluminum foil to cover the heating element in between the heating element and the...
Or raise it up a little bit. No.
What?
You put rocks in the bottom.
Right, or rocks on the bottom or rocks on the bottom to raise it up. if you put... it's not the most posh. Probably the best thing is to remove the knobs. Why? Because if you just cover the aluminum foil, you can cover the heating element with aluminum foil, right? But that goes back to the question of what the Takana of Garfa Kotzeb was. Is it because of Heska Das or because of Hecker? If you put aluminum foil, maybe it'll be a Hecker, at least if it sticks out. But it's not a Heska Das. It doesn't remove any of the heat. It's not like a blech that you don't get as good heat. If you put aluminum foil in your crock pot, the heat is just as strong.
It's not really a Hecker.
Well, if you see the aluminum foil sticking out, maybe it's a little bit of a Hecker. certainly a Yesh Alma Lismok to put aluminum foil. What if you just raise it up on the rocks, like people do to avoid Hatzmana? Is that also called Grufa Ketuma if you raise it up on the rocks? You know what I mean? People like rocks or crushed cans or...
Tinfoil ball.
Or tinfoil balls, same idea. Tinfoil balls are the same as rocks, just safer. Because they don't retain heat as much as rocks do.
It allows heat to escape.
You're ruining the effectiveness. Not ruining, but dampening the effectiveness of the crock pot, right? If the crock or is not touching the heating element, I think the crock and the pot are the same thing, is not touching the heating element, then you lose a lot of heat. So nearer that, it's not so clear. It's not exactly like Tuma because you haven't covered the fire. However, you have put it on something else, which is like removing it from a fire in an unnatural, noticeable way. So it's not Lemaisa. Lemaisa, I think that you can rely on putting the tinfoil balls and assume that's like Garfa Kotzeb or Kedera Al-Gabekedera or something because it's raised up in an unnatural way that makes it lose the heat, or rely on silver foil if it sticks out, even though it's not so pushy because it doesn't make it lose the heat, but it's maybe very noticeable that it's weird and could remind you. But taking off the knob might be the easiest, and even though it's a little halachic controversial, Shlomo Zalman said he wasn't sure if that was included in the Takana, but the contemporary poskim like that idea. So I would say take off the knob is the simplest way to get around any chashash of Shehita. You can tell where Rav Nelson says, I don't know, where he deals with crockpots. Or have it cooked before Shabbos, and don't do the chumra of the beer halacha. Right, but if you have the chumra of the beer halacha, it's not going to help, because cholent, the more it cooks, the better. Right? Doesn't cholent, the more it cooks, the better?
Yeah.
In a crockpot, I'm not talking if you put it on a high flame and burn it. I think in a crock pot, you leave for 4 days, it's even better. So it's Masamik V'yafalo. Okay, excellent question. Now, let's talk for a second about, we'll see why I don't want to talk too long, because this isn't so halacha l'maisa, but about a tanner and a kupach. Akira, we had all these different, I think we listed in the eight, I think we're numbering, different ways in which Shehir would be mutter. Six of them mentioned right here, right? Kashu Kvaba, and Kedira Chaisa, and Mavoshel Kol Tzarka, or Mesav Ralo, or Rachel Dursai, and Garuf, and Katum, and Smicha. Right? The question is, how do those apply to a tanner? So this is Mefurish in the Gemara. It's a bit of Machlokas, what the Maskana is. We'll see why. It's not necessarily so relevant to us. But, says the Shulchan Aruch, we are up to the Mechaber after the first long Rabbah. if you're following in the Mishnah Berurah, it's by the Mishnah Berurah of Kav Chaf Aleph. V'taner afilu, I hope. V'taner afilu huzu kashuk vava aser afilu lismachlo afilu mugarif v'katam. Okay, Taner, he just erased all the heterim. If you looked at the heterim, what were the six heterim mentioned in this se'if? There was the rechaisa and the bushel, you know, two ways, right? Machaber and Ramah, two different versions of a bushel. There was, excuse me, Garuf Vikatum, there was Smicha, there was Kash Ugvava. So these are all mutter in a Kira. That was the whole point. Mutter, 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 mutter. What about a Taner? To these that they're employed to a Taner. So the Mishnah basically says, and the Gemara elucidates that, they do not apply to a Taner. Says the... excuse me. Says Beis Yosef, these that they're employed to a Taner. Why? Because they're about the fact that you're not going to be tempted to do heathen in the first place. But these heterim are all sort of based on the fact that it's a low heat. Smicha is not such a real heat, and Kashkavav is not such a real heat, and Gorfakatam is not such a real heat. So none of these apply to a Taner. That's what he says, even Husam Kashkavav, even Smicha, even Gorfakatam, all of these are usher in a Taner. So here we say usher, usher, usher. The Mishnah Brura in. So if Katan Chaf Beis comes up with a bit of Kula, what if you combine two of the Heterim? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Well, first of all, he asks the question. He says, even Smicha is Aser because the Taner is so hot. Even B'Smicha, you might soak the coals to make it cook more. Kashuk Vava is Aser because the Taner is so hot. Even with Kashuk Vava, you might soak the little that's left in order to make it hotter. Garfakatam, even Garfakatam, you might soak the coals to make it hot. He has a simple question. In Garuf, remember the Rambam says it means you sweep all the coals out, not to the side. How can you possibly stoke the coals if they're all swept out? So, the Rambam is going to a different answer. What's the Rambam's answer? What's the problem in Garuf? Why is the Taner Usher if you swept all the coals out? There's no coals. There's no coals. What's the problem? So the Rambam says, even when you sweep out all the coals, you don't literally sweep out all the coals. Just means to sweep out most of the coals. No one ever sweeps out all the coals. And therefore, that's why even Garth is a problem. Says the Mishnah Berurah a little later on in Chaf Beis. He says, He says, what about both Kash Ugvava plus Garufakatam? Like it's Kash Ugvava and it's also Garufakatam. If you have two kulas, is that good enough even in a Taner? So here the Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlokes. He says, Mashmos the Mechaber and the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yonasan, Milunil, say, here is Torah. Yonasan says, Usher. But the Rambam, the Mashmos Kolbo, says Mutter, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you can be Mekel again, now that it's Okel Maisa. But if you have these two factors together in a Taner, then he thinks you can be Mekel. Actually, he is Mutter in a, excuse me, in a Taner. If we recall earlier, the Ramach said remember the Ramach says Garfakatam is not even in the Taner based on a different way of reading the Gemara. Right, the Machaber is clearly passing the Ram and the other Mishnah that Garfakatam is also in the Taner. Against the Ramach, who said Garfakatam is not in the Taner. That was based on his understanding of Garfakatam. based on a hecker, which might make sense to apply even to a taner. Lemaisa, we pass in garva kavim zasher by a taner. The only kula we have based on the ram is the garva kavim plush kasher gavava is much by a taner, because that's mamish a very very low flame. Okay, and he said that is all usher. Excuse me. Now the. Before we get to the Ramah, let's skip the Ramah. The Kol Zon Sheyaseh Lezvo and say the Kol Shkein Shasol Shach B'Tovah L'Gadol. If even Smicha is Aser, even if it's Kashu Gavava and even if it's Gerfer Katzim, for sure, inside, in it or on it is Aser. The Kupach Shu Masav Malkom Shvisas K'der Achaz. What about a Kupach? Remember, Taner was triangular. A Kira was rectangular. A Kupach is like a Kira. It's not triangular, but it only has room for one pot. So it's a little hotter, so it's in between. So what's the halacha of a Kupach? Here is a big machlokas in the Gemara, in the Bishonim. Clearly, if it's already cooked or near chai, so that's going to be mutter. The question is, all these differences between Kira and Taner, is it like a Kira or is it like a Taner? So, this is a machlokas. The Gemara says, in Husav, Gash Gavara, Dino ke Kira, Begefs Ve'etzem, Dino ke Taner. It depends. Kashu Gavava, the heter applies. So, says the Gemara, Kashu Gavava is mutter. What does that mean, Kashu Gavava is mutter? So, the Beis Yosef and the Taz here quote a bit of a machlokes. The Tor and the Taz say only if it's also Garif Fakatam. But, what? That's on Kashu Gavava. That's on Kashu Gavava. Sorry. The other kulas don't apply. Basically, once it's not Kashu Gavava, the Gemara says it's like a Taner. However, it's a Kashu Gavava, it's like a Kira. Simple Shadimar is Kashu Gavava is like a Kira. It's a total heter. The Taz, based on the Das Yachra, the Torah says no, only if it's also Garfa Katz. Remember, all the other Rishonim and the Mechaber and the Mishnah Brura say that in all cases of Kashu Gavava it's Mutter. Yeah, we don't have Kubav, we have Kashu Gavava. That's a separate issue. And of course, we Paskin that it's an across the board heter. So the Taz says it's really only a heter together with Garfa Katz, but we Paskin it's an across the board heter. Okay, that's the basic lay of the land for Taner and Kupach. Let's start with the last Ramah here about Tanurim Shalanu Dinam Kekira. But none of this is relevant because our Tanurim are like Akira. For sure, our Kupachs are like Akira. Right? Meaning our Kalim are all like Akira. We don't have Kupach, we don't have Taner, we only have Kira nowadays, says the Ramah. And it's not just the Ramah, it's already in all the Rishonim. Basically, we only have Taner. Tanurim Shelanu is like Akira. Why? Why is our Taner like Akira? Like, why isn't our Taner like the Gemara's Taner? What makes our Taner so inferior that it's like Akira?
Our they don't get as hot as their Tanurim.
Why not?
Insulation.
No. Not only our Taner. I mean my Taner and Elul Shvat. I mean the Ramah's Taner. Right? Why is the Ramah's Taner not like the Amorim's Taner, but like the Amorim's Kira? All the Rishonim say, Ar Tanurim, Tanurim Shalanu, Kikiraim, Kikira Shalahem. Why do the Rishonim think their Taner was only a Kira, it wasn't a real Taner? What make their Taners inferior? So, there are three opinions. Anyone recall any of them? So, the Rach says, the Rabbeinu Hananel says, because even they didn't mean all Taners. The Ran quotes Rabbeinu Hananel, Kavanas HaGemara, Rach, the Taner shall nachtomen. The Gemara didn't really mean to be machron on all Taners. The Gemara didn't mean to be machron on a household Taner. Basically saying, nothing changed between the time of the Gemara and the time of the Rishonim. It It's just the Gemara didn't mean to asser all tanners, the Mishnah really, only meant to asser a baker's tanner. Basically, in the time of the Rishonim, bakers had tanurim, and most people didn't. So it was talking about a baker's tanner. But the Gemara never meant to asser a balabas's tanner. What's the difference between a baker's tanner and a balabas's tanner? I don't think so. I think the simple shot in the Rach is because the bakers would use their tanner all day long. And regular people only use their tanner sometimes when they were cooking. So a baker's tanner was basically in constant use. So it was super duper hot because you kept adding fuel and adding fuel and adding fuel and you never let it cool down. It's like in some factories nowadays. Again, factories don't shala shahiyah nowadays, right? I don't know what they do, but in their factories nowadays, the oven's always going. So that gets hotter if the oven's always going. But our ovens, we mostly leave them off. We only sometimes turn them on. Now, I know in modern day ovens, it doesn't make so much difference anyway, but at least between the time of the Gemara and the time of the Rishonim, right? They said the Gemara never meant to ask for Balabasta's tanner. Just the Balabasta heats it up to cook a little for Shabbos. They only meant the baker's tanner, which has been on for days and days. Tanner shel nachtomen, shedolik tamid. Or it's not dolik, actually. Husak tamid. Dolik is like nowadays you turn on sounds like you turn on a switch. Right, shahusak, meaning they've been fueling this oven for days and it's so much retained heat that it would stay hot till Mashiach comes. Right? We burn it out till Mashiach comes. They burned it up so much. But our ovens, they leave them off all day. When the wife's ready, put the chicken in the oven. She turns it on a little. That would they never meant to asser. Therefore, it's not a difference in the Rishonim. It's just that even the Gar never meant it. However, the other Rishonim sound like some difference happened historically between Talmudic times and the times of the Rishonim. So the Kolbo says what's the difference between Chazal's ovens and our ovens? How did you open Chazal's ovens?
From the top.
From the top. And our ovens open from the side, and that's very different. Again, all this is a little hard to relate to with our modern day ovens. But again, you imagine a old-fashioned oven, if you open it from the top, it gets much hotter than if you open it from the side. Because I guess you have the fire in the bottom and nothing ever disturbs it and you never mess with it. So, okay. Because Bizman HaGemara, the Pesach is Milamala, but Bizman HaRishonim, the Pesach was min hatzad. As opposed to Reino Chananel, who said even the Gemara never asked a private person's tanner. Kalas says the Gemara did ask a private person's tanner. But that a tanner only means something with the opening on top. If the opening is on the side, that's not called a tanner. And Beis Yosef is medayik from what it sounds like from most Rishonim. Says Beis Yosef, based on what he thinks is the steam of most Rishonim, is what he sounds like, is what difference was there between the Gemara's tanners and our tanners? What pshat is left? And days of the Gemara, what changed? The tanurim got wider. Right, in days of the Gemara, the tanurim were narrow. If they're narrow, there's a lot of heat. In the days of the Rishonim, the tanurim were wider. Right? Tanur hayatzar, it was narrow. It's very wide. And wide tanurim are like kiras. It is room for lots of kederos, right? It's like a kira. Okay, says the Mishnah Berurah. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. How do we paskin? What's the real reason we're making? Says the Mishnah Berurah of Chesva. Tanurim shalom. Shapiyah min atzad. He quotes from the... one second. I made a mistake. I apologize. I mixed up the Beis Yosef and the Kolbo. I reversed them. Right. Good thing for the Shart Zion. Our ovens open to the side. They're different. They're very wide. Therefore, more megal ain chomer rav kolkach. They're not as hot as the Talmud governs. Ve'al kein dina kikira. Therefore, they're just like a kira. Same for Shmuel and Bishem Marshal shechol lekalzev. The sober to shav and latina, and then he goes to Marshal who disagrees and says, "No, our ovens are as bad as their ovens. I ain't shav." Ve'al kol upon a betaner shel nach tov and shesika botad. They're chomer rav tov lahach ver lo do no ke ketaner. So what does the Mishmur say in the end? That you don't have to be machmir against this kula. You can accept this kula. But in the Tanur of Nachtom, then you should be machmir. Meaning, which pshat does he give the most credence to? What? The Rav, the Rabbein Chananel. He says, as long as it's not a Tanur Shal Nachtom, then you have Rabbein Chananel on your side, you're okay. But if you don't have Rabbein Chananel on your side, then it's Tov Vahachmir. And then he quotes in the Shaar Tzion, many Achronim, the Selig Rabbein Chananel. So says the Mishnah Brura, says the Mishnah Brura, that that means Vina Yesh Lismoch on the Beis Yosef and the Kolbo, but Tov Lehachmir like Rabbeinu Chananel, meaning it's good to be Machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel, and say a Tanur Nachtom is Usur and a Balabas Tanur is Mutter, and then you can be Makel at home, just not if you're a baker. However, Medina, if even the bakers want to be Makel based on the Kol, well, the Beis Yosef, they can, but it's proper to be Makel, meaning if you're a baker, it's proper to be Machmer and use your house oven. But if you want to use your baker's oven based on the Beis Yosef and the Kol, well, then you can, it's just better to be Machmer like Rabbeinu Chananel. That's the Achra of the Mishnah Brura. Lemaisa nowadays, we don't really have a lot of shilas in baker's ovens because baker's ovens are usually in like bakeries, which are factories and workplaces that are closed on Shabbos anyway. Like, I never heard anyone say, I have a pizza store and I want to know if I can leave my chulen going in the pizza store and I'll like pick it up and bring it home Shabbos morning. Like, that's not a common thing. So nowadays, no one uses the Tanur Shel Nachtomen. We all use household ovens. And therefore, it's for sure okay to treat them like a kira based on Rabbeinu Chananel.
Even 100 years ago, when they have like one oven for the entire town, and I assume people were like always using it, would that have a status of...
Then the Mishnah would say, told to be machmer to treat it like a tanner, and then you're in trouble. Right? Told machmer, me'ikra, then it was okay. Right? Meaning in some place in Europe where they put all the children in the baker's oven. That was a baker's oven. Right? So then the Mishnah Brura would say Tov L'Hachmer, because he thinks Rabbeinu Chananel is the Ikar Pshat. But he admits that Medina, based on the Beis Yosef and the Kolbo, you could be making on the baker's oven, since our baker's ovens are wide and have openings on the side, which is true for the last 1,000 years. And still true. I'm pretty sure any baker's oven is wide and has an opening on the side. That's in all bakeries I've been in, that's what it looks like. I've never been to a bakery and seen a narrow oven, or seen an oven that opens on top. Okay. Now, let's just go back and fill in one Rama. Said the one Rama that we skipped. V'taner, afilim huzik kashivov, asur filizim huzik afilim gurfakaton. This is the Rama next to the Mishwurch of Gimel. Kol's man shayat soled espo. What does the Rama add here? The chumra of a taner is even if it's gurfakaton, even if it's kashivov. Even if you're only doing smicha, but the chumra of a taner is only if it's yatzo lettuce bow. If it's less than yatzo lettuce bow, there's no chumra of a taner. Right? The and then his mucker, he quotes Nagos Mordechai. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and the Magen Avraham says the same thing in Chaf Gimel. Avol eina yatzo lettuce bow motor litein afilo agava afilo b'shabbos. He extends this. Basically, I don't mean extends like a chiddush that really is a radical innovation. I just mean something that makes sense, but wasn't said in black and white yet. There's this hetzer called Ein Hayad Soledispo. The original context is the Hagos Mordechai and the Ramah say Mutter L'Shahos the Tanner. Meaning, if the Tanner's Garfakot of so much that's not Yad Soledispo, or it's kashin vav and so weak that it's not yatzul lettuce bowl, or it's smicha and next to it is not yatzul lettuce bowl, then there's a heter. You might have thought that's only when it comes to taner and kira, like we take away the chumra of taner when it's not yatzul lettuce bowl. But the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah, I'll read in the Mishnah Berurah, because everyone has it in front of them. Chav Beis says more than that. Chav Gimel, I meant. Avol Eni Atzulay says, "What to lead in a filo al gab of a filo of the Shabbos?" No, if I feel the Efsher, I feel in Gorf Bekatim and a Chon Gakin Shari. Kevin Jav Makish Man and Shomek Dei Eni Atzulay is both. Meaning, even Efsher Lachor means he thinks you can be Somech on this. Even if it's not Gorf Bekatim, even if you're putting it right on top, even if it's not Kashim Vavah, right? Even if you're putting it on Shabbos, even if your mom is taking kugel out of the fridge and putting in a full tanner on Shabbos, it's mutter if it's not yatzu lettuce bo. What's the svara? The svara seems to be a broader svara. That whatever's not yatzu lettuce bo is just not considered within the realm of hot. Whatever's not yatzu lettuce bo is cold. There's no tzeres against cold. We'll see later on. Now, this is a little controversial, but that's what the Shabur seems to say. Rav Moshe says, based on this, in those little tshuvas that I keep quoting, in Os Lamed Beis, he says that even on a blech, let's say you leave one burner on this side of the blech, and it's low or medium, by the other side of the blech, it's so not hot that it's not in the yatzu lettuce bowl. It says you're allowed to take things out of the fridge and put it in the non-yatzu lettuce bowl part. Or even liquids. It's not in the yatzu lettuce bowl, so it's not going to cook. So says the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. I don't mean to say they argue. I just mean to say they take it further than you might have known on your own. They're not necessarily arguing. They're just taking it further. Says everything's mutter. Even Hanocha lechatchila. Forget about shehiyah. Even hanocha lechatchila is mutter if it's not yatzu lettuce bo. Why? Because not yatzu lettuce bo is cold, and cold is mufka from this whole zera. And that's what Moshe Paskins. If you have, an oven that's not yatzu lettuce bo is going to be a little hard to have. But maybe, unlikely. But let's say a blech. Let's say you have a blech and you leave the low flame on one corner, by the other corner it's not yet, so let us go. Then, not everyone agrees with Mr. Moshe, but most people agree with Mr. Moshe, most people agree with Mr. Moshe. Then it's much better to take anything you want, anytime you want, and put it on that part of the blech that's not yet, so let us go, even though it really looks like it's on the fire, etc. Because whatever it's not yet, so let us go is mufka from the gzera. If something's not hot, then there's no gzeras at all. And the post can say, I saw in the Dirshu quoted that there was a das yachad otherwise. But the mainstream post can say yatzu lettuce bo means you would make the food yatzu lettuce bo if you left it long enough, right? So like if the blech itself is purely yatzu lettuce bo, but by the time he got into the food it wouldn't be yatzu lettuce bo, that's okay. Alright, so that's a good heter to know about. If you have a heat source that's not yatzu lettuce bo, then even though the Rama only mentions a very local heter, the chumers of tanur don't apply, which you might have interpreted very locally. The Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah say no, don't. It didn't mean locally. He was just mentioning it here, but he meant globally. There's a broad answer, whatever is less than the answer. So let us suppose not b'chlal the gzeira. Okay, continuing now, we're ready for the next topic that we have to deal with, which is continuing in the Mechaber, where we left off was by the Mishnah Berurah Sivkatan Chavtes. The Gemara David Lamed Ches asks, what happens if you forget and you do Shehiyah on Shabbos? Right? Shachak Deira Gavikur Bishlam Shabbos Mahu. What if you forget it, right? They asked Rechia Bar Abba. The next day he came and he brought them the Mishnah of Vashem Shabbos, etc., etc., etc. Right? And he brought them the Shogeg Yochel makes Lo Yochel Veloshna. My Veloshna. Here it makes no difference. Veloshna, what does Veloshna mean? It's totally Usser. Being the Shogeg, being the Mazed is Usser. Why? Now here we get to a bit of a Machlokis Rishonim. So, the, excuse me. The, um, the Mordechai has a strange shita. The Mordechai has a bit of a strange shita, who says that this is against the Pasha of Shabbos Mor Daf Lamed Ches. This goes by the normal rules of Mevashel Shabbos. So let's discuss here for a second. Well, let's hear the easy, let's start with the easy case. It's a hadmi, otherwise the norm, but avar v'shaha. You do should be of the iser. What do you think? You think it should be mutter to eat or asr to eat?
Mutter.
What? Mutter. So now we say asr to eat because you violated Shabbos Mezid.
Hey,
you violated Shabbos Mezid, it's asr to eat.
It's a Jerubana.
What? The Kulu Jerubana is only by Shogi, not by Mezid. What about Shaha? What if you forgot? So, the Das Yachid of the Mordechai. Who says, well, if you forget, that depends on the machlokas for Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And we pass in the kula like Rabbi Meir. Right? The Rabbi Yehuda Aser. The Rabbi Meir Mutter. The kind one for Rabbi Meir. And therefore it's Mutter. That's the Das Yachid. Everyone else disagrees. All the other Rishonim disagree. Asher l'kulei alma. All the other Rishonim disagree. Why do all the other Rishonim disagree? Because on the Gemara of Shachach v'Shaha, they seem to quote Rav Meir's opinion and still end up being machmir. Why? Because they quote Rav Meir's opinion. Vashem Shabbos, Roshoga Yochal, Mezid Lo Yochal. That's Rav Meir's opinion, that Roshoga is Mutter. But they say when it comes to Shia Loshna, there's no difference between Mezid and Shoga. Then there's a discussion, does that mean they're both Mutter, they're both Usher, and we say Le'isura. Right? Because the Gemara says, excuse me, sorry. Why? Based on the Gemara. The Gemara says Shehia is more chomer than Malacha. Why should she be more chomer than Malacha? After all, Nathan says she is only Rabbanan. Malacha is the Oraisa. Why should, and Shehia, like you didn't do anything on Shabbos, just put it before Shabbos, why should it be more chomer? Why? Says the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Mevashel udlo asi liyarume. Aval hai the asi liyarume v'shogeg nami lo yochal. Is an obvious difference. If we matter b'di'evet, if someone did the lach v'shogeg, we let you eat it. They can do it again b'shogeg next time, and again b'shogeg. Meaning, is someone going to come to take advantage? Reb Meir would say no. Let's say someone cooks b'shogeg. Then you'll say, I could eat it, but I'll teach them not to do the shogeg next time. And like, how many times can you do malach b'mezid and pretend it's shogeg? Right? It's unreasonable at a certain point. However, over here, asi l'rumi, you'll pull a trick. Why? Could it be that you'll just... What's the difference? When you do a malach b'shogeg, you forgot that you weren't supposed to do it. Okay, you're not going to come to pull a trick. What every Shabbos will say, I forgot you shouldn't turn the lights on, I forgot you shouldn't drive, or I forgot you shouldn't cook. Give me a break, right? I'm obviously lying. But over here, Shehia, what does Shehia mean? I forgot to turn off the flame. I forgot to put on the blech. I was distracted. It was perfectly mutter to put on before Shabbos. I forgot to take it off or to douse the flames before Shabbos. That's an easy thing to say you forget. If you to ask someone, every Shabbos they forget to, I don't know, put the Shabbos toilet paper in the bathroom, whatever. Could that happen? Well, yeah, because... You don't have to, like, forget Hilcha Shabbos. You just have to forget to do something before Shabbos. And therefore, someone will just do Shehia B'mezid every week and say, oh, I was so busy before Shabbos, I forgot to put on the blech. Or I forgot to put ashes on the coals. I forgot to sweep out the coals. I forgot to take the food off of the coals. right there, Asi Me'iarume, you can easily start tricking people and doing the amazing cleaning you forgot more easily than everything else. Because everything else, a claim that you forgot is a suspicious claim. How much can a guy forget? But over here, it's a very easy claim to make. It's not that I forgot about Hilchos Shabbos. I just meant to sweep the coals at the last minute, and then I was rushing to shul and I forgot to sweep the coals. Like, there are absent-minded people who really could forget to do something every week. And therefore, also, there's a bigger chash here than there is in all the rest of Hilchos Shabbos. That's the basic point. There's a bigger chash here than in all of Hilchos Shabbos because of Asi Liyarume. The, says the, yeah, okay, we'll come back to that in a, And as the Mishnah already points out, this is Gamam Gimel, the Grub, the big Mako, and Simen Shin Yud Ches, admit that Shehiyah is more Chomer than Simen Shin Yud Ches. That Shehiyah is more Chomer. Okay, so that is, we Paskin obviously says the Mechaber, what did the Mechaber just say? Vim Shachach Shaha. Well, we have to get a little further, I admit. Says the. Sorry. Basically, we'll see. We paskin that shachach v'shah is aser. However, there is a bit of a kula here. Says the mechaber, v'im shachach v'shah. What does the gemara say here? Kam shulchan gal tzarkam mutar nishim samik v'ralva. Without getting into the, let me just find the right line, without the whole Shafataria. B'med v'armu m'cham shal huchum gol tzarko, m'tav shal bish gol tzarko, v'cham shal huchum gol tzarko, m'tav shal bish gol tzarko, yochal. Right, when do we have an iser? So basically we have an iser. Shehiya be'iser asers it. Right? Shehiya be'iser asers it. That's the principle. Now we just have some questions. What are the questions? The question is there a difference how cooked it was? The Gemara says, if it was not cooked and got cooked, it's usser. If it was cooked and it just got mitzam v'yafalo, it's mutter. Of course, if it was cooked and only got mitzam v'ralo, pash is mutter, because it was mutter v'shi in the first place. So, says the Mechaber, v'imshach v'shah mutav shi v'shigol tzarko mutter v'lum mitzam v'yafalo. V'imtav shi v'shigol tzarko mutter v'shigol tzarko usser ad motzei Shabbos. V'imavar v'shia usser v'shneihem. This is the Mechaber. Says the Mechaber, based on the Gemara. Avar v'shiha. This is shiha, not shaha, right? Shaha means you eat it. Shiha means you put it there. Avar v'shiha. Usser, Says the Mechaber. Avar v'shiha. Shaha. V'shiha. Here we have. Lohayam. It was not Mevushel called Sarko Vinistashel, or it was Mevushel called Sarko the Mitzamek V'yafelo. Right? He doesn't have the column of what if it was Mevushel called Sarko Mitzamek V'ralo, because then there's no such thing as Avar V'shach V'shiha or Shach V'shiha. Then it's Motel L'shachos, even for Spardim. He says, Avar V'shaha, Aser V'shneim. Shachach V'shaha, this case is Aser, this case is Mutter. That's a Gemara. What's the logic behind it? What's the logic behind it? What's the difference between if it was Nispashel called Sarko or in Mistam of Yafel or was it Enum of called Sarko?
If it's Mistam of Yafel, you didn't actually make it that much better. You're not benefiting that much from what
exactly. It's only a small hanukkah. That's the logic. The logic is, it's meaning it's not because of how bad it was to Shi in the first place. That's equally the same. When they made the Xer of Shehiyah, it's just as much a violation of the Xer of Shehiyah for Svardim to do Shehem something not yet cooked, or something cooked and it's not the Yafalo. The difference is, this is also because it's a big Hana'ah, and this is Mutter because it's a small Hana'ah. Meaning, when they said, we're not only going to Asr B'mezer, we're even going to Asr Shachach V'Shiyah B'Shogeg, they Asr Shachach V'Shiyah B'Shogeg, only in a big Hana'ah, not in a small Hana'ah. Why? Because if it's just a small Hana'ah, they're not afraid that people are going to come to take advantage and pull shtek and trick people. Right? And if something was, let's say it was half cooked or a third cooked, and now it's fully cooked, that's a big Hana'ah. That makes a difference between having a really embarrassing Shabbos meal and having a normal Shabbos meal. It's a difference between having good soup and delicious soup. All right, the Seder, good soup to delicious soup, that's a small Hana'ah. Right? It's not a big deal. And therefore, they weren't gozer on Shachach V'Shiyah B'Dievet. Oh, that's the Pashup shot. Some other details that come up here is continuing in the and that's what the Mishabur explains in Dibur Maskel something, right? Love it. It's not such a big Hana'ah. Continues the Ramah, Ad Bichdei Sheyasu. This Isser is until Bichdei Sheyasu. This is a big machlokes. The quotes here from the about Hagos Ashiri. Where does he quote Abu Teshiyasu? Yeah, Hagos Ashiri. For Rambam, he thinks that's what the Rambam sounds like. The Machaber doesn't really sound like that. What does the Machaber say? Ad Matzei Shabbos. Doesn't sound so much like Bechdeshiyasu. But the Rambam says it's usher even Bechdei Shiyasu. However, says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Beis, Bagos Ashiri Mavur. Well, let's think about this for a second. The Ramah who says Bechdeshiyasu is going on which case? The Ramah says Bechdeshiyasu is going on which case? Avar or Shachach? What is the Ramah commenting on?
Avar.
What? We learned about, but over here, basically what's coming out here is that the Gzeirah B'dievet on Shehiyah is going to be fundamentally different than Gzeirah B'dievet on Malachos, because they had special considerations here. They made unique rules, not only whether Rav Meir would ask or B'shogeg, but all the rules are different. Basically, that's what the Shmur says in the Shaar Tzion, Lamed Gimel, that's something we're about to mention. All the rules are different here. So, until when is it Aser? So here says the Hagos Ashiri and the Rambam and the Ramah Bechdei Sheyasu. What about Shogeg? If you read the Mechaber, what would you think about Shogeg? What would you think about Shogeg? Read it straight. Vim Shachach V'Shai Vim Tavshish V'Shagol Tzarko Motzer Afilum Zanam V'Yafalo.
So what
would you think? That in Avar it's Bichdei Sheyasu, in Shachach, it says Ad Motzei Shabbos. The Rava adds Bichdei Sheyasu after Avar. After Avar comes Bichdei Sheyasu. After Shachach comes Ad Motzei Shabbos. So simple shot in Mechaber is Ad Motzei Shabbos. But we're not sure, maybe even the Ramah says Bichdei Sheyasu means that case also. So says the Mishnah Berurah in Lamed Beis, says the Mishnah Berurah that the Hagos Ashir is Mefurish, even this case is Bichdei Sheyasu. However, he points out, the Rambam and the Mechaber sound like it's only Ad Motzei Shabbos.
Right,
the Mechaber, he said Motzei Shabbos. We don't. He was only talking about Shachach, but at least in Shachach, it sounds like Motzei Shabbos, and that's where the Mishmur says. Bagos Hashir Mavur Digam Bekanu Bichleishiyase Kamo Ba'aru Shah. Shachach also needs Bichleishiyase. Umilashin Rambam Lo Nira King, but for the Rambam the Mechaber, it doesn't sound that way. He says the Prima Gadim. I mean, the Rambam says for the Rambam it sounds like Avar is Bichleishiyase, but it doesn't sound that way by Shachach. And the Mashmas of the Mishmur is to be Makel. He doesn't say explicitly Achra, but definitely he sounds like he's being Makel, and that's the Pashur Shabbat of Mechaber. So the Chorif is just Shachach. They didn't go so far to Asim Bechdei Shiasu. Oh, they Asim Bechdei Shiasu. And that's the Pshat reading of the Mechaber Ramah. Right? The Ramah doesn't say I'm arguing on the Mechaber who said I'm not saying Shabbos. Could be the Mechaber says, B'shachach, Asar, not saying Shabbos. And Avar, Asar. And the Ramah adds in Avar, it's Bechdei Shiasa.
Just understand, Shiasa was the meaning of Shindichaz was that it's very common now to ask non-Jews to do things. And if it's for Yisrael, then we're not, that's not called. So, but I know the rules are different, I guess, but why on that Nakuda?
Basically, because people take Shehiyah more lightly. The basic yisod of why we're so machra is because people take Shehiyah more lightly, because you're not really doing anything on Shabbos. So because, well, okay, I'm getting myself into a little trouble, but because people take Shehiyah more lightly, therefore they need more gzeiros b'dieved. So even though, according to the psak of the Ramah, there's no b'chnei shiasa when a Jew does malach on Shabbos, there is b'chnei shiasa and Shehiyah, at least b'mezid. Even though, according to the psak of the Gra, there's no Isser B'shog and Ramey, like Rameyer and the Ashkenazim Rishonim, there's no Isser B'shog on Malacha. According to most Ashkenazim Rishonim against the Mordechai and the Gra and all the Poskim, there is a Xer B'shog. We see we're much more Machmi here than we are by Malacha. Or for the reason of Asila Rumey, generalized that people take this more lightly. Are there any other details we have to fill in? What other details do we have to fill in? Who is it usher to? Right, so until when? That's an important question. So this usher to the Eved, we have three questions. Our first question, which is dealt with before in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, is even a shogeg, right? So we answer yes. Until when? Well, two questions. Yeah, right. How big of a hana? So that's the difference between avar and shogeg. And the question until when was a bit of a machlokas by avar. Did not seem to be machlokas. The Rambam sounds like the Rosh Hashiri. By Shachach, the Rambam sounds different like the Rosh Hashiri, and it sounds like Rameka like the Rambam. The last question Mishnah Berurah deals with in Sifkatan, I mean really Magen Avraham deals with in Sifkatan, Lamed Aleph is to whom? So Lamed Aleph, he says, Aser, L'chol Adam, L'chol Shekin, and they basically also give Nish Bashel, B'Shvilam. This is for the Magen Avraham Yud Aleph, since the Mechaber said, Stam Aser, it sounds like it's Aser to everyone. It's a reasonable diuk from the Mechaber. So, to whom is it Aser? So this is Taka, sorry, this is Taka, a bit of a machlokas. If you look, one second. In the Magen Avraham, he says, because of Stam Shomim Dalz Lekol, because of the Torah Kach was Dark Moshe, because of goes more Mordechai Lachwini Shorim, which is really Kareb Meir, of Alanan, the Kaim Lekar Yehuda, because of Reishim and Shini Chesim Kain Huaden Hakinami Aser Lekol. So okay, maybe I exaggerated a little. Okay, I should have put this earlier. Says the Mordechai, or really Hagos Mordechai, says the Hagos Mordechai, says Rav Meir Mutter Lachir. He admits for Rav Meir, it's also for him himself to be making Zera. So let me just rephrase this here. says that goes Mordechai quoted in the Magen Avraham Yud Aleph, right? He says, for Meir it's mutter for Achirim. Rav Meir says mutter for Shogay. So even if it's Asher Ham, it's going to be mutter for Achirim. And we all like Rav Meir, it's mutter for Achirim. Says the scheme of the Mechaber, like the other Rishonim, that no, it's Asher for everyone. Because Asher Le'Rumi is so chomer that we're going to Asher it to everyone. Let me rephrase this. I see that I expressed it very confusingly. Let me say this a little better. Also, Osir. Okay. To whom is it Osir? Says the Hakos Mordechai. He says no. The Mazed Osir. The Shogeg Asr Lo Mutzal Achirim. Why is it Mutzal Achirim? Shogeg Asr Lo the La Achirim Machlokas Rav Meir of Rav Yehuda the Kaimalan Rav Meir, the Mutzal Achirim. Basically, he says, because of Asi Larume, it's enough to answer it for himself. You don't have to answer it for Achirim. For Achirim, we'll go back to Rav Meir, the Bishogeg is Mutzal. Says the Rosh Tur Mechaber Mishabura the Chuli. Afilu b'shogeg aser la'achirim l'kuli alma. Because asi li'arumi. Okay, that's much better. Says the says that goes Mordechai quoted in the Magen Avraham Yud Aleph. I'll read you the Magen Avraham Yud Aleph. Me the cause of Stam Shmaminada Asulakol, Kamoshikaz of Ator, the Kachbaz of Darki Moshe, Umashikaz of Gos Mordechai, Glachrini Sharishu, Shuli Krav Meir, Lanan, the Kaimelin, Krav Yehuda, Kamoshikaz of Shimishikazin, what then, Oginami Asulakol. Okay. So, says that Gos Mordechai. Let me say this a little better. Who has the Magen Avraham here? Okay, look in the Magen Avraham Yud Aleph. Who is an Usher to? The Gemara says something that the Shogeg is a problem Usher Larumi. Okay, how far do we take that? Says the Agos Mordechai. Read the Magen Avraham Yud Aleph. Me the cause of Stam Shema Minal to Usher Lakol Kamal Shikaz of Ator. King Pasak Bedarke Moshe. Omasha Kasav Agos Mordechai Lachrini Shari Misham Sfir Lake Rav Meir. That goes Mordechai wrote it's mutter for Achirim. What did he say? In Asi Le'Arumi it's enough to assert for himself. But it's still mutter for other people. He's like Rav Meir, that Shogeg should really be mutter to everyone. Meaning Rav Meir says Shogeg is mutter. It's enough to be machmir a little and assert to himself, but you don't have to be assert to everyone. Says that goes Mordechai. Says the Rush and the Torah. And the Mechaber, and the Darkei Moshe, Afilu B'Shogeg, Asur, L'Achirim. That's the deed of the Mechaber. It's a pretty good deed to the Mechaber. Even Bishogeg, it's also everyone. Meaning, the person who did it can't eat it, and I can't eat it either. Why? What happened to the heter of the mayor? So it says the Magen Avraham, Avol Nain Kaim Lank Rav Yehuda, Kamo Shekaz Rei Shem Ejin Yuches, and Geinu Adin Ochinami, also the Kol. V'lev Neveis of Shit Dosa, Ligin Shbach, and Yishvila. Says the... Why? Says the Magen Avraham... This is going to be a big nafgamina. Says the Magen Avraham, Mishal Bekayim Alon, to Rabbi Yehuda. Says, since we all like Rabbi Yehuda, Bishogeg is also to everyone. Because Rabbi Yehuda always asks Bishogeg to everyone. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'll read it to you in a second. No. There's no machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. L'kulei alma aser afilu Bishogeg. Va'afilu la'achirem ki yechmiru v'shehiya d'oraisa. Because we're more machmir v'shehiya than even in Malacha d'oraisa. This is the Mishnah Berurah based on the Gra. Says the Gra, it's not just then if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, it's usher for everyone here. Because then, if you remember the Gra, the Mishnah Berurah should be Megal, someone other Gra, then Gra next, and the Mishnah Berurah said he could be Megal. L'kulei alma aser, there's no Tzad L'Hakel at all here. Why is there no Tzad L'Hakel at all here? Because of this chashash of usher li'a roommate, that they were extra machmer and shahia. Sorry. They're machmer and shahia, even according to Rabbi Meir. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If you now look at the Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkatan, Laman Aleph, he says, also the Kol Adam, Kol Shkin, they base it, also gives value, for sure, for his family, who you cooked it for. Says the Shartzion, Laman Gimel, Magen Avraham Eli Rafa, Tosef Shabbos, the Afta, Magen Avraham Kosin, the name of the Lachar, Meir, Rishoga, Yochomela, Dibuzai, Gamkin, Lachriyim, Motor, Hukai, Gos Mordechai, Vim, Kay, Lufim, Shechriya, Grola, Kam, Sim, Shinni, Chesel, Lachar, Meir, Melo, Motor, Lachrini, Kol Makom, Nucha, Lach, Kabozet, that Grubba, Atzmo, Sofa, Sivokir, to also Kol Adam, Udulo kagos Mordechai, says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're a grunik and hold like Rav Meir, it's still also to everyone against kagos Mordechai. It's not that kagos Mordechai is okay for Rav Meir, but we hold like Rav Yehuda, which Magen Avraham says. Says even if we hold like Rav Meir, part of the chumrah of Shehiya is that they were machmir, even Bishogei, even for excuse me. Even for everyone. That's the Gra, if you want to see it inside. In the Gra, he says, Umash mafil achem loka gos mordechai, dekos lachem shari, kevich mishum knas of alessa. The shogim is a chavin, a also a mosa, etc. Okay. Says the, so, here's the basic machlokas about shogeg la'achirim. Everyone agrees mezid is usher. Why? Because all time number agree anything you do with mezid is usher. There was never a machlokas from dusting with mezid is usher to be on Shabbos. What about shogeg? Isn't that a machlokas for Meir and Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, we're very machmer in shogeg here because of Asi la roommate. Says that goes Mordechai were machmer for him himself, but for other people we're makel because we hold like for Meir. Says the Magen Avraham, we're machmer because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah Berurah, even if we hold like Rav Meir, we're machmir. Because they have unique chumras by Shehiyah b'di'eved, more so than by Melacha b'di'eved, because people don't take it seriously, and they're likely to make a pattern out of it and keep, and fool us and say they forgot. So Halacha L'maisa, it's also for everyone, even for Shogeg. The difference in Shogeg and Mezid is, A, you have to wait for Chishiyasu, and B, what if it's a small hana of, Now we get to the interesting part. The Hagos Ashiri asked the following question. Excuse me, sorry. He asks, what about Chazara? What if someone violated Chazara? What if someone violated Chazara? So, it should be at least as Machra Shehiya Lechora, right?
What?
It's not so positive. You might have said we should not be as Machra because then I'll see Liya Rumi, right? Kehi does not assume that. It's an interesting question, right? What? Hagos Hashibi. Says the Hagos Hashibi. He says, what about Shachach Vehechzer? Meaning, Hechzer in an Usher case. Let's say there's no Blech. Now, in a case of Chazar, is it Mavusha called Sargo already or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously, right? Meaning, no one's master things aren't cooked yet. That's like, that's called Bishol. But also, that's like not a common thing, right? This, by the way, is really halacha lemaisa. Why is this halacha lemaisa? Because very often, people are ignorant of the rules of Chazara. The rules of Shehiya, not as much so. Most Orthodox Jews, I'm not talking about people who don't know the first thing about the Shabbos, are a little familiar with the rules of Shehiya, right? They know, like, you leave things on a blech or something. And you know what? Even Orthodox Jews who aren't so familiar with the rules of Shehiya usually don't really do an Avira anyway because the food is usually a third cook by the time Shabbos starts. If it's a third cook by the time Shabbos starts, then maybe that's Macha Ben Yusai, according to Hanania, which you make a B'dieved, that's no problem. So it's not so common to have Avra V'Shiha or Shachach V'Shiha. Or at least not so common to have a Shachach V'Shiha. Because most Orthodox Jews know the rules of Shehiya. And even if they don't know the rules of Shehiya, usually they cook their food a third before Shabbos starts anyway. That's just the regular lifestyle of Orthodox Jews. When it comes to Chazara, that's the big... So this is Halach L'maisa, but not all the time. When it comes to Chazara, that's the big Halach L'maisa all the time. Shachach V'Hechzer. What about Shachach V'Hechzer? sorry. What about Shachach V'Hechzer? Or Avar V'Hechzer. But Avar V'Hechzer, again, you know, you're not talking, usually you're not talking about people who do Avar on purpose. But a lot of Orthodox Jews, I've noticed, are very ignorant of the rules of Shehiya. Like, for example, a lot of Orthodox Jews think, what? Of Chazar, yes. Think that you can take food out of the fridge and warm it up Shabbos morning in all kinds of strange ways that you really can't. You know, a lot of Orthodox Jews think you can take food out of the fridge Shabbos morning and put it on the blech, even though you really can't. A lot of Orthodox Jews think you can take food out of the fridge Shabbos morning. I've seen places where they take food out of the fridge Shabbos morning and put it in the oven. Maisim cholyo, right? Not a rare thing. Milsim shlichas. And like, why is it much to put in the oven? It's not even gur. First of all, it's not even gur for katz in the oven. It's just a regular oven. There's no blech on your oven. And even if it was gur for katz, it's still not much to do anachal chachila. It's only much to do chazara. So a lot of people think a lot of strange things. But they don't think this is Chil Shabbos. They're just confused about Hilcha Shabbos. Like, they know you're not supposed to cook on Shabbos, do Lach on Shabbos. Just a lot of people who don't necessarily know all the details. So, what about Shachach V'Hechzer? Now, Gos Hashiri has the following suffix. He says, on the one hand, what would you say? You would say, how big of a hana are you getting? If you're Shachach V'Hechzer. Is it not cooked and now it's being cooked, or is it just getting a little better? It's just getting a little better, right? Just getting a little better. It's getting warmer, it's getting nicer, whatever. So what should you say? You should say, Bishogeg, if it's already Mavusha Kol Tzarko, it's mutter, right? So on the one hand, maybe Shachach plus I already put Sarko into the word Mavushal. Plus Mavushal called Sarko, which means Shachach and a small Hana, right? Whenever people do Chazara, it's not that their food was raw. Their food is perfectly cooked. It's just better to warm it up than to eat it cold. So you get a small Hana. But you don't get a big hana, right? They warm up the schnitzel. You're going to be in the schnitzel just fine cold. It's just nicer after they warm it up. But, you know, it's perfectly edible. Like, someone could take a schnitzel sandwich to work and eat it cold. Potato kugel, Lots of people eat cold potato cocoa. Obviously, given the choice, it's nicer to warm up the potato cocoa. Yes?
Why isn't this any different than someone who may use a disinvested cold schnitzel, the way we say it, someone who disinvested unfiltered water? That, like, a person who, whatever, is fine drinking unfiltered water, but for that is fine, but the person who disinvested, why is it any different than a disinvested?
You may think you maybe be more machmer in that case. Maybe you could, Taka. But let's talk about most people. Maybe you could. On the one hand, it should be mutter. That's like also Shibi says. Maybe it should be mutter. On the other hand, though, and here's the big here's the big chiddush. Does he quote the lasha? No, not so much. excuse me. On the other hand, maybe Chazara, and here it's going to go against what Nata was thinking, maybe Chazara, there are more Macher by Chazara than by Shehiya, because you did a Maisa B'Shabbos. And therefore, maybe Chazara is Chomer, because you did a Maisa on Shabbos. Maybe Chazar is more chomer from Shehiya, and even a small hana is aser. So the Gosa Shehiya is mesubak. What about Chazara b'shogeg? Do we say, which is always a small hana, means you never get a big hana from Chazara b'shogeg? Rafi's case is maybe a little different. What if someone's an istinus? Or a better case, what if it's something you couldn't have eaten cold? Let's say they did chazara on soup, which is chicken soup, which you couldn't eat cold. Okay, but that's not the common case. The common case is they did chazara on things you could eat cold. It's just nice or hot. You got a small hana. You didn't get hana. Now it's edible, and before it was not edible, or it was barely edible. So, so he's mesopak. That also shares mesopak. What did the Ramah do? So what did the Ramah paskin? Let's look at the Ramah. V'yemechzir achum b'shabas dino k'shachach b'shiyah. If a guy does chazar on Shabbos, then we're mikel. That's like shachach b'shiyah. Says the Ramah. I mean, this part's fun. I go sashrin. We say, if a goy does chazara, then that's like shachach v'shiyah. Well, that we're mikel on. After all, if only a goy did it, in general, the rule is that if a goy does melacha for you on Shabbos, and you're only getting a very small marginal hana, we don't ask for that, we only ask for a significant hana. Right? If a goy turned up the light a little on Shabbos, it's okay to read more easily. So he didn't turn on the light and give you a big hana.
What else does Svara Lahachmir doesn't apply? Because you didn't do a Maisa on Shabbos.
And you didn't do a Maisa on Shabbos. Right. Here, actually, we have an interesting excuse me. Machlokes here. Allah says, Hainul Tzor, Vim Hezira, and Yehudi Hainul Tzor, Yisrael. Dini Bil Voshkas, and Dabish Shlomi Dias Yisrael, and Loach, and Yiskashi, and In case we'll see later on. So Hechzer Guy, he quotes Lo Vosh and says, that's only if a Jew didn't know. But the Mishnah Berurah says, no, even if a Jew commanded him, says the Bir Halacha, Afilu B'tzivoy Yisrael. Afilu B'tzivu Yisrael. Okay, this is a good thing to know. Let's say this is an issue that comes up all the time. Let's say they, some, what?
Caterers.
Caterers, right? A lot of caterers are going working for them, being Eretz Yisrael, being in America, although Eretz Yisrael depends where, right? Let's say you have caterers and they have goyim, and they warm up the schnitzel and the chicken and the kugels. And maybe they don't do it in a way that's really much, or maybe they do it in a problematic way. But if it was just goyim, then it's a small hana. You could have eaten it anyway. Not that you could have eaten it anyway. I don't mean you could have, like, forced yourself to eat it anyway. You could have normally eaten it anyway. It's just cold. You can eat cold schnitzel. Maybe Rafi can't. But, so then, okay, but what if you go to someone's house who doesn't know the rules of Shia properly? What if your parents don't know the rules of Shia properly? Or your relatives or your friends or whatever? After Amavi Mechzirim Yisrael, Dino Ka'avar Vashiha. Then, Mechzirim Yisrael, that's, we can tear that too, Shehiya B'mezid. To Shehiya B'mezid. V'mitzam B'ralo Motor Shalonena Mina Eser. What does the Ramah Paskin? Hechzir Yisrael equals even B'shoge equals Shehiya B'mezid. Meaning, even a small hana is usher. Therefore, if a Jew does chazara even b'shogeg, because they're not so, because they're ignorant of Hilchos Shabbos, right? I mean, chazara shachach doesn't mean they forgot to take it off for Shabbos. They actually put it on. They forgot the rules, or they didn't learn the rules. So, if a Jew does chazara in a way that's usher. The Bir Halacha adds that you're wrestling with Chazir Yisrael. That's only if it's also a Kuli Alma. If it's an achlokes between Rav Moshe and Shlomo Zalman, and then B'diavad you can make it. Let's say you think it's Mamash Aser. They do Chazar in a way that's Pashat Aser. If they do Chazar in a way that's Pashat Aser, then you can't get even a small Hana from it. What does the Ramah just end with? However, no Hana. I don't mean no Hana. If I finish the sentence, it'll be misleading. If you got no Hana, it is mutter to eat. What's the case of no Hana?
Cool down.
No Hana is, hold on, mitzdamik v'ralo. Right? Like mitzdamik, that's what our mouth says, but if mitzdamik v'ralo, then you got no Hana. If you got no Hana, however, this the Chazon Ish points out, but it's Mukhach from a Raya in the Obrim Mish. Yes?
Isn't that already clear that don't already know that?
That if you got no Hana, it should be Mutter?
Yeah.
Ah, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, obviously we got no Hana. If you got no Hana, what's the Havmina Aser, right? The Chiddush is this. The Chiddush is, even, and this is going to be unfortunate, we get that one in Zion. That's the Chiddush. Even though you got Hana of the food not cooling down. Meaning, let's say schnitzel. Schnitzel is definitely mitzvah for Ralo, right? The more you heat it, the drier it gets, and the worse it is. But you say, I didn't get Hana. The schnitzel didn't get better. It got worse. But the schnitzel did get better. It would have cooled down, and now it's warm. So the Chiddush Darmah is, even though you got Hana that didn't cool down, it's mutter. Why? Because it not cooling down is not considered Hana. This is all Mefurish Rishon Zayin of the Hatzmana, because the Hana is that it didn't get worse. It didn't get cold. Let me say it better. The Chiddush is that the Hana of not getting cold is not called Hana. That's the Chiddush of the Ramah. That even though it didn't get cold, that's not called Hana. Why is that not called Hana? Because it's only a theoretical hana. Right now the schnitzel's warm. The Jew puts it back and it stays warm. So the fact that it didn't get cold is not called a hana, because that's a theoretical hana. It would have gotten cold if it didn't. But it didn't get warm is not called a hana, because it's only a lack of losing Hana, not a gain of Hana. That's really the Chiddush of this Ramah. even though it stayed warm, that's that cold hana. Right? It's not so mefurish nechron here, but it's more mefurish in the beginning of Simon Rishon Zayin. However, says the Chasnish, and I'll prove it to you, I mean, he proves it from the Gemara. What case would be considered hana? It's not for Ralo if it started off cold. What if you took schnitzel from the fridge and warmed it up in a way that's usser? Then you are getting hana. It used to be cold, now it's hot. Who cares that it got dry a little? You'd rather be hot, right? But if it was cold and you warmed it up, isser. Even mitzdamik v'ralo is considered hana. I have a few more seconds. That's what Chazanish says. You want to look at the Chazanish, it's Simon Lamed Zayin, Sifchav Zayin. But I'll prove it to you. Turn for a second, Simon Rishon and Zayin. What?
Lamed Zayin,
Chav Zayin. It says in Simon Rishon Zayin, Ein Tomin B'Shachs V'Lo Dorshin Amos V'Hevel, Sofich HaShir HaTomin V'Ein Tomin Dover Amos V'Hel V'Yim L'Od Yom. V'Im Hem B'Dover Amos V'Hevel Atav Shal Osor V'Lo B'Di Eved. If you have money, it's also B'Di Eved. V'Davka B'Tzonin Shin Itzchani, only for it's cool and got heated. O Mitzdam V'Yafel, or Mitzdam V'Yafel, those are both small on us. Avav O'Mi B'Chami Musa Mutter. Meaning, what does it say in the Mishonah, say Rishon Zayin? Mitzdam V'Yafel is a Hana. Cold and got warmed up is a hana. Staying warm is not a hana. That's obviously, says the Chazanish, included in this Ramah also. Mitzdamik v'ralo is not a hana.
No, that's not right. Okay.
If it is staying warm. If it's staying warm. But if it gets warm, that is a hana, and that's a problem. Let me just summarize where we are, not to take a quick picture. I'm going to summarize where we are, and then leave the challenge for next time. Okay, let's just summarize the different situations where someone could do an Isser. And we'll leave the challenge for next time. We're assuming it's similar to Chazar here. Which is a reasonable assumption. We have three categories. There is not cooked. And gets cooked. This is a big Hana. This is Usser. Bain, you know, even. Basically, this is usher in all cases of shachach or hizik, right? That's a big hana. That's always usher. Then we have cooked, but mitzamek v'yafalo or cold and gets heated. This is a small hana, as a small hana, of our v'shiha is asur, shachach v'shiha is mutter, hechs your goy is mutter, okay? If you're okay with the goyim, you're okay. But hechs your yisrael, afilu v'shogeg is asur. And then there's cooked and hot, umitzdamik v'ralo, v'omeid b'chamimuso. It's cooked, it's hot. It's just mitzdamik v'ralo, it stays warm. We call that not hana. Why? Because mitzdamik v'ralo is not hana. And even though it stays hot, that's not called hana. Because staying is not called hana. And therefore, this is mutter in all cases. Right? Because it's not hana at all. So, the problem is, what's the challenge? What we're going to have to leave for next time is, what if I go to a relative's house and the relatives take food out of the fridge Shabbos morning and put it in the oven to warm up? or put on so form of whatever the case may be, they do chazara be'isr. Now, let's say the Orthodox Jews, they just don't know the halacha. They do chazara be'isr b'shogeg. The problem is, if it's cold and it got heated, that's considered a hana. And it's a small hana. The small hana is also an hechzer yisrael b'shogeg. My relatives are Jewish. So then, can I eat the food? That's the big question. Right? So, what happens? Can I eat the food? Right? Let's say I go to my grandparents' house. And that's what my grandmother does. Am I allowed to eat the food at Shabbos lunch? Seems so far not so poshut. So I'll have to figure out the exact answer to this, Amir Tzashem, next time. On Tuesday. So Tuesday we'll figure out the exact answer to this. We'll finish up the sip, and we'll start sip days.